An incredible springtime tradition, the 29th Art at the Mill in beautiful Millwood. Here to tell us all about it is Nathan Stalvey. He's director of the Clark County Historical Association. Nathan, good to connect with you again.
Great to talk to you again as well.
What a tradition. Let's talk about Art at the Mill and what this is all about.
This is the 29th year of Art at the Mill. It's a really unique show. You're not going to find an art show like this really anywhere else. We shut down our historic Burl Morgan Mill, which was built between 1782 and 1785. We shut it down, shut the grinding process down, and turn it into a two-level art gallery that features artwork from a lot of local and regional artists. And it started in 1990 with just 14 artists and a handful of artwork. Now we have over 200 artists that submit works and over 1,000 works of art, all available for sale.
Unbelievable. So that mill is brimming wall to wall with artwork.
It is. Top to bottom, side to side. There is some beautiful stuff everywhere.
And every kind of medium you can think of. Now, this is a fundraiser for the Clark County Historical Association. And a word about the association.
Yes, we've been around since 1938. And our mission is to preserve and interpret the history of Clark County from even before its founding all the way up to the present day. We do that through exhibits, through programs, through maintaining the Burl Morgan Mill, through also doing oral histories, publications. We've got an artifact collection. We've got historic archives. We work with the schools in Clark County. We do it all. And so this art show actually helps us to achieve that mission and allow us to continue to make Clark histories available to future generations.
Now, the Art at the Mill got started on the 27th, this past Saturday. How long is the mill open, and how long does the show go?
So the show is open and ends on Mother's Day, May 12th. So if you're looking to do something with your mom on Mother's Day, that's the last day of the show. We definitely encourage you to come out and buy her some really beautiful art. It opens from Sunday through Monday. It's open 12 to 5, and on Saturdays, it's open 10 to 6.
And as far as purchasing the artwork, pretty simple process there to buy it right there at the mill?
Yeah, you can buy it right there, take it home with you. We'll be able to wrap it up for you. If you see something you like, you can take it that day.
Speaking of the artist, a unique opportunity to get to meet them in person.
That's correct. So the middle Sunday of the show, which will be Sunday, May 5th, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock, it'll be a chance for people who come down to the mill to meet a lot of these artists whose works are in the show. It'll be a chance to learn more about their style, learn more about how long they've participated in the show. It's a really great way to connect our visitors with these artists who really help make this show what it is.
And Nathan, this show couldn't go on without the volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. They are the lifeblood of the show. They are the reason this show has become what it has over 30 years. Our volunteers do everything from getting in touch with the artists to installing the works in the show. Our volunteers also operate the mill when the art show is not open. Volunteers are our lifeblood of the Clark County Historical Association. They really are the ones that make this work, and I cannot thank them enough. And if anybody's ever interested in wanting to volunteer with Art at the Mill or even at the Clark County Historical Association, please visit our website or give us a call right up here. Our website's clarkhistory.org.
Hey, unique opportunity to buy Mom an original piece of work. It's Art at the Mill running through May the 12th. Nathan Stalvey is director of the Clark County Historical Association. Hey, best of luck with Art at the Mill.
Thank you so much.